soccer stadium at the port would disrupt...
You may have heard this or other ads lobbying against the building of the Beckham Stadium at Port Miami. The creators of the ad and David Beckham's people faced off in a public forum. Representing Miami Beckham United was Neeson Kasten. He wants the stadium at the port because of its central location.
It's not the kind of sport where you want to put in far out in the suburbs. It's a place where you want to have activity before the game and after the game.
He also believes that soccer is the future of Miami.
In the United States, it is the fastest growing professional sport, and it is also the fastest growing sport among juniors and young soccer players.
But the idea of a stadium at the port doesn't appeal to everyone. Representing stadium opposition was John Fox, head of the Miami Seaport Alliance. His group is the one behind those attack ads. Unlike Kasten, he doesn't think the port needs Beckham Stadium.
Mr. Beckham came and patted us all in the head. We all took pictures. He's gone. And so they keep throwing this name at us. Miami is an icon already. We've been here 125 years.
Another concern is reliving the Marlins Park fiasco.
How even with Major League Baseball, Major League Football, we have some of the lowest attendance in the country. This is a poor community. It's difficult for a lot of people to get downtown for soccer games.
So far, the Miami Seaport Alliance hasn't suggested an alternative location for the stadium. Meanwhile, the Beckham Group continues to work with the County Commission in securing the port location. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.